ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you. Rockin'! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Greetings, and happy Labor Day to you if you're listening on Monday.
And Mr. D-Rock.
What's up?
I haven't heard that one in a while.
Right.
Yeah, so it's so we're at a holiday. We're at Labor Day. Kiss is playing today. I think it was Tulsa or something like that, but I watched a little bit of it on Facebook. Have you guys done any of that when they stream it live? Have you guys watched any of that stuff?
I haven't.
Some of the videos that they've been posting have been like behind the scenes. Like the guy that says, you wanted the best, you got the best. They showed him doing it, which was pretty cool. It's different,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Anyway.
Remember when they had Joe Elliott do it? That was cool.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. So we are Podcast Rock City. If you don't know what you're listening to, we're a Kiss podcast. We are big fans of the band, just like you are, obviously, because you've looked for something like this. And listen, before we get started, anything that you could do to help us out, as far as iTunes, you go to iTunes and leave us a cool review. That would be awesome. Podcast Rock City. And you could always email us at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
Wait. At gmail.com. I don't know. Anyway.
Podcast Rock City News.
There's really not a whole lot of news right now. I did see the thing that D-Rock was talking about with us off the air, where he's talking about the new comic book. What do you guys think about that? Kiss back in comics.
I love it.
I think it's cool. I mean, what other band really fits a comic better than Kiss?
Yeah, I really want them to go back and continue the story that, you know, the Psycho Circus stuff.
Right.
I knew you guys were going
to
go there.
It was so good.
I used to draw that shit all the time and, like, plaster it up in my rooms and shit, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, the Kiss comics are good, and I got that real big book that they put out with all the comics in it, you know, before right. Archie, which didn't make any sense to me. But, yeah, so that'll be pretty cool. Also, there's apparently a new official Kiss magazine coming out for 2016, so I haven't read a whole lot about that, so be on the lookout for it, and then when I find it, we'll take a look at it, and we'll do a little review.
Nice.
So this week, oh man, all right, so the other day, Jody, we're talking about what we're going to do with this show, and Jody goes, hey man, you know what we should really do? We should review Never Too Young to Die.
Never Too Young to Die.
Yeah!
What happened?
We had visitors.
Visitors? What were they after?
A disc.
The elusive disc. Damn. Any idea who could be behind this?
Ragnar.
Ragnar? I thought he disappeared years ago.
Yeah, well, he's reappeared. And guess what? He's performing a nightclub act.
Yeah! I've got no man. I'm not too clean. You know what I like. If you know what I mean.
Yeah! I'm gonna poison your water supply. For gold, for ransom, for jewels, for money.
Poison! Poison! Poison!
Like Glitch, someone has stolen our dish.
Get me Stargrove! I want Stargrove!
Let's Stargrove.
Stargrove!
So what will it be?
How about a loop job?
One.
Fork over some ramp cave, bitch, or we'll tenderize your butt.
What?
The hell did I inherit?
The name Stargrove.
John Stamos is Stargrove.
Stargrove!
vanity is danger. Gene Simmons is Ragnar. Yeah! Never too young to die. Rated R.
So you see, you're never too young to die.
Never too young. You're never too young to die. You're never too young. You're never too young to die.
Starring the thespian John Stamos and the amazing thespian Gene Simmons. And I was like, all right, yep, we're on it. Right. And then we found out earlier that D-Rock, he watched Wanted Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
So we had to pause for a minute.
This is like 2 hours later than we would normally be doing this because
normally
we got together
and
D-Rock didn't watch the same movie as we did. So here we are, a little bit later, feeling a little bit better.
The awesome thing is that before, when he was talking about Wanted Dead or Alive, he was like, man, that movie's terrible. But now that he's seen Never Too Young to Die, he thinks the other movie is amazing, I bet.
Yeah, I think Wanted Dead or Alive is great compared to this one.
So, all right, so I wanted to do one thing. Let's be creative. Let's be spontaneous but creative. I want you to use one word to describe what we watched. D-Rock, you go first.
One word to describe what we watched?
Yes.
That's hard.
Yeah, flop. I have flop. Okay, that's good. What about you, Jodai?
I was kind of thinking fail.
Fail?
Yep.
For me, it was sad. No, here's the thing, okay? Now, I never saw this movie, okay? I remember the preview pictures that I saw them everywhere, but I never saw the movie. So I watched it today, and I got to tell you, once again, full disclosure, I'll watch it again just because. I'll watch it again just because it had Gene Simmons in it. But it's just so let me tell you a few of the things that drove me crazy. One, there is a scene with Vanity where she's getting ready to go out to a club, and if you really pay attention, you can see the microphone come into the picture.
I didn't notice that. You're talking when she's wearing that like prince looking dress?
The part where she was coming down the stairs.
Okay.
Yeah, she comes around the corner and she's walking forward and a microphone, the boom, comes right underneath her chin. That's really funny.
I didn't notice that.
And then there's another scene where John Stamos is standing on that ledge. It's about 6 feet up in the air and he goes to jump down on that, you know, what turns out to be his buddy.
Yeah.
And if you watch it again and notice that when John Stamos is standing there, right as he's about to jump, it's like they spliced it together right there, and the stuntman changes. Boom! And he jumps onto the guy. It was like...
Stamos
couldn't
even
jump
6 feet, huh?
6 feet, jeez, man.
Talking about funny stuff like that in the movies, have you ever noticed how sometimes, whenever you're listening to Gene talk, he kind of sounded like Paul in a couple spots?
Maybe, yeah. I'll tell you something else. At one point, Vanity, who, by the way, listen... If you don't watch this movie for anything else but the 2 minutes that she's in a bikini.
Oh, man.
She's so amazingly... She was. Jesus. God bless her soul. She passed. She died this year. So, yeah. But there's a scene where she is in a bikini, and it's just like she is slamming. But there's a scene where they're kissing, and the sound effects guys are going... like that.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to it, I'm going, wow, that's not how they're kissing at all. And it's like, I'm going, wow, that's really... Anyway, all right, so let's talk about the movie. Basically, what's the guy's name? Stargrove.
Lance Stargrove.
Hey, he's so important, he's got his own song, dude.
He's got his own song, Stargrove. Opening credits or whatever are running... And damn it if he's not being a gymnast. You know, it's like he's a gymnast, and they're showing that he's a gymnast in college or whatever he's in. And anyway, so, and then, you know, they didn't really work in that whole bullying thing where the wrestlers were messing with him. That was interesting.
I think, you know, as much shit as kind of this movie takes, Gene is actually good in it, I think. I think he is a better actor than Stamos in it, for sure. Stamos is kind of
blank. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Gene's kind of maniacal and crazy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like, he's given the, you know, what were they saying, though? I couldn't catch it. Was he not giving, was the his kill move the giving you the finger? Isn't that what they were, the finger.
It reminded me of the Green Inferno, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They're like, no, not the finger.
What if Gene, I was thinking, you know, like a lot of times, a lot of his scenes in the movie, he kind of rolls his eyes back, and he's doing the really creepy, cool Gene stuff from the early days that I really love. Like, that's the same Gene that you might see sitting on, like, that in that wheelchair, or, like, do you remember the Stoned in Paris cover? Like an outtake from Hotter Than Hell where Gene is kind of looking up all maniacal. It's the same dude, same look, just different clothes. And
yeah, he did that when he was in the helicopter and he was taking off that disguise.
Yeah, I mean,
he looked back at him laughing and he was rolling his eyes back.
I was just going to ask you guys, suppose instead of like the Super Mod of Thunder Asylum Gene, which is at the same exact time, right? What if Gene would have like adopted that character? You know how he was kind of lost and he didn't have his demon or his bat lizard? What if he would have became this maniacal bastard like he is in this movie, and that would have became like his asylum character, which would fit the asylum, obviously, because he's maniacal. But it might have been really cool. He could have went from, like, the bat lizard to batshit crazy, man. What do you think? How cool would that have been?
Yeah.
It might have given him an identity.
That would have been pretty cool.
Maybe, you know.
His laugh, it was just too much laughing. Ha, 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 that, you know.
He's kind of like doing his Joker.
He was doing the Joker, that's for sure.
Mixed with that chick, like, Diane Ladd from Wild at Heart. Where she's all fucking batshit crazy. It's cool.
Yeah. And she was, he was, yeah, he was, you know, crazy. Did you guys catch that Robert Englund was in the movie?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Thought that was pretty cool.
He had just a few scenes, but it was pretty cool because at that point, he was already Freddy Krueger, I believe.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so the premise of the movie is that Stargrove's father is secretly a spy, right?
Yeah.
And he's been a spy, you know, for a long, long time. And Lance, his son, Lance Stargrove, didn't know ever, okay? So what winds up happening is, unfortunately and sadly, Stargrove's father winds up getting killed. Lance's father winds up getting killed. And somehow he falls into trying to figure out what really happened, and that's how the movie goes, right?
Right. He shows up to his newfound farm, finds Vanity looking hot. Danja, or whatever.
Yeah, her name was Ganja.
I think it was Danja, right, with a D, I think.
Danja?
I don't know, Ganja sounds a little better, though.
Ganja. Ganja, man.
What'd you guys think of, like, Reed. What'd you think of that scene when that fancy Rambo shows up?
Fancy Rambo. That's so awesome. The whole thing was crazy, and she beats him up and makes him eat shit.
Yeah, yeah. Right in his face.
It's just like, right in his face. That is a little disturbing.
That dude had bigger hair than she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she has some big ass hair.
It was the 80s, bro. Everybody did.
Alright, so
now he's interested in what the fuck is going on, right?
Yeah, and the backstory that also that you find out is that Gene, otherwise known as Velvet Von
Ragnar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also Carruthers.
As soon as they showed that other character, I was like, going, well, damn, that's Gene.
Exactly.
with a red beard.
Do you think people at the time didn't realize that was him?
Maybe.
To me, it's so obvious.
It is, but we've heard him talk a whole lot more by now.
Yeah.
So his voice is very familiar to us. The other backstory is that Ragnar is getting ready to and trying to find this disc so that he could poison the drinking water of, I guess, the whole United States. Now, here's my thing. Why, this is where I was a little weirded out by it. Why you need a computer disk in order to do that? It's just like, walk over to the water, pour it in. It doesn't make, I couldn't figure out why you have to have, where's it's the disk, Ramsey?
And the effect for the movie, you know?
Now, I can tell you that Gene says Stargrove as almost as many times as he says Ramsey in...
Don't you wish he had that effect? The, like, Starchild.
Stargrove.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's like, I should have counted. Once I went about halfway through the movie is when I started going, wow, he's really saying Stargrove a lot. Making pointing it out, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So.
So then they go to the club to see him.
Take us from there, yeah. Vanity goes to the club.
Basically, Gene, well, Carruthers sends him there, knowing that he's, you know, he's playing both sides of him, obviously. Sends him to go see Ragnar's live gig. And then there we find him wearing the frickin' Linda Carter getup from, what, 79?
Yeah. Didn't you point that out originally?
No, I think you pointed it out to me, and maybe you saw it somewhere else. Yeah. I don't know.
So Gene's wearing the same outfit as Linda Carter was wearing when she danced with the imposter Kiss on that TV show special where she did I Was Made for Loving You. And it is the exact outfit, okay? He's just wearing it, what, 5 years, 6 years later?
Yeah.
I mean, what are the chances he was sitting at home and went, you know, I really like that outfit.
Pretty strange, though, that he is wearing that. That's kind of odd.
Yeah. So he's singing. Well, what song is he singing, Jody? Do you remember the name of the song?
He does a line from Spit, you know?
Yeah, that's in there. That was pretty interesting.
That was funny. Like, at the end of every verse he said on that show, on that song, he's like, yeah!
Yeah, I like that. Yeah! I like that a lot. That's cool.
So, Vanity leaves the party, right?
Not before Stargrove's bike explodes.
Right, yeah.
You know, maybe we shouldn't give the play-by-play. This is a total spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, most people... Well, maybe they're going to watch it now.
I don't know. I think most people listening to us have probably seen this thing. You know, wouldn't you think?
Well, how about this? Let's just stop right here with describing the movie then.
Okay.
Let's talk about other things. All right. So if you haven't seen this movie, go to YouTube, type in Never Too Young to Die, Gene Simmons. It comes up. You could watch it. It's about
an hour and 40 minutes.
What you got to do now is you got to watch this movie so you can see where we're coming from when we talk about it. Because if you haven't seen it, man, I'm going to tell you, I bet there's a lot of people out there that haven't seen this movie.
Maybe younger fans.
If you want to entice them into watching the movie, just say Gene Simmons with titties.
And they get shown.
Oh, my God.
A weird scene.
That'll spike their curiosity.
Yeah, how about this? I will when I get... by the time you hear this, I'm imagining I'll be home. I will embed the movie on podcastrockcity.com. So you could just go there, watch the movie on pod. It'll be right. It'll be, I'll make its own page or whatever, Gene movie. Click on it and try to sit through it. You could do it. It took me a little while. I had to pause and go out a few times and take a break, but I did watch the whole movie, and there's a few scenes, you know, there's a major one at the end. It happens really quick where you're going, what the hell?
Yeah, for sure.
But
to see Gene, he's not a terrible actor at all.
No, I don't think so.
It's just that at the time,
parts, you know.
If you look at, we could pull a page off the KST playbook and look at what was popular at the time, and you could realize why this one probably just didn't really stand a chance. You know what I mean? Even though Gene's not too bad.
Sure. Yeah. Like what else?
Okay, the top movie.
What else was out?
This movie came out on June 13th, 1986. Right, June 13th, 1986, and the number one movie at the time is Top Gun, okay? Even though that one came out in May, it was still dominating in June, right? But also, in the movies that came out at the same time as this one, You got Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Back to School, Manhattan Project, The Karate Kid Part 2, dude, Labyrinth, like Running Scared, even Space Camp, if you remember that one.
Yeah.
But I mean,
was that Running Scared with Billy Crystal?
I don't know, but probably so.
I think it was a Billy Crystal, man.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so all those movies have major actors. But see, this was John Stamos' first ever movie.
Yeah, and this was before he was even Uncle Jesse. He wasn't even in Full House yet.
Right. He was on General Hospital, and he was very popular. I want to say his character's name was like Blackie or something like that.
Oh, yeah? Do you have a big like cod piece made of a saw blade?
Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, so now one of the funny things is, and Jody and I both watched this, it's like this Entertainment Tonight type interview, you know, where they're interviewing Gene and he's so creepy.
Yeah, he's got the like corset or bustier thing on or whatever you call it, and he's acting really strange. He's like method acting.
Yeah, man, he's in character. He's definitely in character. And then they interview Vanity, you know, a little bit. And then they're interviewing John Stamos. It's just so funny because he's like, you know, I really like this because I've had a lot of time to actually get my character and get more into the role and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, you watch the movie and it's like, really, dude?
Yeah, dude. It's like, really? You did?
5-year-old kid could have gotten been a character better than him.
When like Gene Simmons outshines you in a movie, you might have needed a little bit more time, brah.
Right, and he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Gene's a musician. You know, where's the wrong in that?
Yeah.
Gene's been acting on stage though forever, in a way.
Yeah, and you know, also the one scene where Gene's gonna have them killed, Vanity, you know, and he starts dogging the Mohawk guy, the shit faced guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's like, won't you fight a real man? You know, the other thing that cracked me up is like a number of times Vanity was handcuffed and he would shoot the handcuffs off.
Yeah.
And so they always did a close up of it too. That was really funny.
Talking about shooting things off, did you ever notice that one scene where they were in that like inferno area and he was, trying to blow those guys up and all that? You can tell it was all so fake because all it did was shot out a little bitty flare.
the big super gun or whatever.
Yeah. And they had it was like the obligatory Asian guy from the 80s making robots. It
was
like,
that was the same guy that played in the movie Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, right on.
What?
Thunder God.
That's awesome.
Didn't you guys feel like there was a whole lot of like 80s cliches all over this movie though? Like, I mean,
oh yeah.
When they go to the bar, everyone's like the road warriors and shit, you know.
Yeah,
like,
it was exactly the way D-Rock described it. You know, how'd you say it?
I said it was a mix of three movies. It was Road Warrior meets fucking James Bond meets Gymkhana.
Yeah.
But you know, the other scene that cracked me up was when he's getting beat up, and then all of a sudden he remembers, oh, I'm a badass gymnast, and starts doing these flips and kicking everybody.
Yeah, he's like laying there about ready to cry, and then he flips over and he's all pissed off.
And that's when he realized he was a Stargrove, man. His character
man. That's right.
Defend his dad's honor, son.
Did you have any other stats from this era, from this time?
I do have the top 10, like, music Billboard, which is scary. It's like, dude, I know all kinds of music, and I didn't even know some of these songs, so we'll see what you guys think. We'll go, you want me to go 10 down to 1, or do you want to go 1 to 10?
Sure, sure, yeah.
Okay, so this will be the top 10 of June 13th, 86. So, number 10 is Somebody Like You by a band called Level 42. You know that one?
I know that song.
Do you? I don't know that one. I do know this one at number 9, All I Need Is a Miracle by Mike and the... What is it?
Mike and the Mechanics. Yeah.
Number 8 is No One Is to Blame by Howard Jones.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know nothing about that.
I don't know that one.
Number 7's A Different Corner by George Michael. Don't know that one.
Don't know that one.
Greatest Love of All, Whitney Houston, obviously. Everyone knows that song. Crush on You by the Jets. I do know that one.
Yeah.
Number 4 is There'll Be Sad Songs, in parentheses, To Make You Cry by Billy Ocean. I don't know that one.
Yeah.
I know the one.
I don't know. No.
What's the one? Caribbean Queen? I do know that one, but I don't know this one. Number 3 is I Can't Wait by New Shoes. With a Z.
Yeah, I never even heard of New Shoes.
N-U and then S-H-O-O-Z. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, oh, wow.
This one I do know at number 2, Live to Tell by Madonna, obviously.
that was a good song. Yeah.
Number 1, On My Own, Patti LaBelle.
Really?
I don't know that one either.
I don't remember that one either.
But what's crazy, I mean, look at the time frame that this movie came out. It was atrocious, like, pop culture-wise. It's brutal.
Yeah, terrible. It's like back in the days of, like, Pointer Sisters, you know, and Axel F. and all that crap.
Axel F.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Damn, I wish I could remember. There was a few different times where the music totally reminded me of Knight Rider music.
I know, right?
And when, like, she was in the Corvette.
In the Corvette, and it went up, like Knight Rider's car.
Knight Rider's car, yeah. And then even the music had that bassy. I was going, wow, man, that's Knight Rider, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Stainless has the Miami Vice, like, look.
Shoulders. Oh, man, so interesting. Oh, the whole awkward scene where she's taking off her clothes to unveil the bikini. He's trying not to look and show that he's got total wood going on.
Yeah, so he eats an apple. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Let me eat this apple.
Man, and that chick comes onto the porch, takes off her clothes, and is totally showing me that she's wearing that bikini. We ain't making it to the bed.
You're not going to eat an apple and look away?
No, there's an apple flying, that's for sure. But she ain't. Let me tell you, the military, remember they were watching. They would have seen my butt. And that girl, she was so hot, man. I was like, what is wrong with this John Stamos? And then the kissing happens.
Act like a virgin and shit, kept going in out of the kitchen to get a bottle of water and then an apple. Yeah.
And he's like, we got to do that again.
Yeah.
Stamos.
That's pretty funny. John wuss. Stamos. Hey, he's a drummer. You know, he played with the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They even the Kokomo video, he's in playing drums.
Hey, you want a little fun fact that's kind of weird?
Yeah, yeah.
The same day that this movie came out, June 13th, apparently the Olsen twins were born.
Holy crap.
So it's his first movie while these babies are being born that's going to be his next big thing, right? Interesting.
And it's not even like, it's legitimately a big thing, too. I mean, you know, that Full House show ran for like 10 years, man.
Yeah, and the new one was even hilarious.
Really? I never saw it.
Yeah, you should watch it on fucking Netflix. It's good.
They got it on Netflix, too.
What's that, Stephanie Tanner? She grew up, son.
Oh, no. Stephanie Tanner was, she grew up beautiful.
Not so much her face, but her body's hot.
Stamos, despite the fact that he did this movie and a lot of other bad movies, man, he's had a pretty good career, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's famous still.
He's very well off.
Yeah, you know, he was married to, what's her name, Rebecca Romijn?
Rebecca Romijn, Stamos, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so, I don't know, man. Even now, I mean, how old is that guy? And he's still doing those, like, Greek yogurt commercials and shit like that where women are dreaming of him. I'm just like, damn, he's got to be, like, at least 50, right?
Oh, he's more than 50, dude.
Yeah, here,
how old
look.
Do you think he was in 86? I mean, he had to be in his 20s then, and that was 30 years ago.
Yeah, maybe, I'll but, you know, I'm Googling it. Here, watch this. Let's let Google tell us. How old is John Stamos?
John Stamos is 53 years old.
53!
Wow. There you go. Thanks, Google. Yeah, so,
thank you, Google. 53 years old still. Still, man, think about that. 53. He's still young.
He's still like a ladies' man to some extent.
And he's still good looking, man. He can really just milk this his whole.
Yeah, he meets broads. He could be like, look, dude, I did a movie with Gene Simmons. Go check it out on YouTube.
And
I was in the Beach Boys.
Yeah, I played drums in the Beach Boys.
Yeah, that's enough for most people, probably.
Yeah. What about the scene where they put her in the fire room and the temperature's going up like 600 degrees?
Yeah, already said 600, and she's like, it's getting hot.
It's getting hot.
600 degrees in there.
And he's going to grab those chain cuffs with his bare hands and not burn himself.
Don't worry. I'll just shoot them off. Pew!
Yeah. With the same shot every time.
Yeah, I also love how when she's laying down on that table, they made sure to pull up her shirt so you can see her stomach.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right, so if you're listening to this show, make sure you go at least to YouTube, if not podcastrockcity.com. Just type in Never Too Young to Die, and even watch the interviews. You know, like, there's like the movie trailers for it, and there's like the interview with Gene. Watch it so you can see what we're talking about. It's so like in character. He's in character. Also, did you guys notice that when he went to there's two scenes. One where he goes to kiss Vanity, where he sticks his tongue out.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Totally Gene.
And he does a little Gene thing. And then there's the scene where he tries to kiss John Stamos. Yeah. And he sticks his tongue out, you know?
I won't tell you. It's for a wet kiss.
Right.
Yeah. we won't tell you what happens because we don't want to ruin
the
movie.
Yeah, we keep spoiling it for people.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's kind of hard not to when we're talking about the movie.
Yeah, but there's really no way that you could put whipped cream, sprinkles, and two cherries on the top of this movie and still a shit burger.
Yeah.
You still don't want to eat it, it's like watching a car wreck. You want to watch it. You don't want to, but you're going to. And let me tell you guys out there listening, you're going to watch it. You're going to watch it, and you're going to write us about it at Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number 1.
At gmail.com. And let us know what you thought. Man, tell us if you think the same thing we did, that Gene out-acted John Stamos.
And Vanity,
although he didn't have her ass. That is for
sure. And her tits look better than his do.
Oh, yeah, man.
I remember, 10 minutes into that movie, I'm texting Jody going, this is stupid.
But, but it also fits with the 80s type movies, you know?
It did. It really did.
You know, it really did. You know, the music is, all keyboards and, drum machines. It's
very derivative of,
John
a lot
Stamos
of 80s movies.
Trying to look like Don Johnson.
Yeah. You know, but if we would have watched this in 1986, we'd have been like, hell yeah, Gene Simmons is in a movie. This is awesome. You know?
I used to have like a VHS of this, and I watched it. It wasn't probably 86. It was probably closer to like a couple years later. You know, caught it like on Up All Night or some shit and recorded it. And I always used to just kind of like be embarrassed for Gene at the time because it's like, why is he? But I get it now that it was, a role and. You know, when you're older, you don't see things the same way. But I think he was great in it, man. I really do. I think Gene was great in it. The movie itself, not so much. But Gene's actually pretty fucking great, I think.
I was just thinking of something. It's like, where they were doing that whole sex scene thing, between Vanity and John Stamos. I know this is going to sound really stupid, but just think. If they would have did that movie now... Man, we would have got to see her completely fucking naked.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
It would have been a slip. Oop, you saw a nipple. No, man, we would have seen the whole fucking package.
No, it's true because nowadays that's standard.
Yeah,
you know?
It's totally tame.
And those of you that know who Vanity is, you understand exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She was definitely pretty hot. May she rest in peace.
Yeah, that's really sad. But, all right, so you got anything to add about this movie before we move on to something else?
I would say if you haven't seen it, go check it out. And if you have seen it and it hasn't been a while, that's worth digging out again, man. You know, I'm one of these people. I'll watch it every couple years, get a few laughs. Like when Stamos is like, how about a lube job? I mean, that's classic.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a few, you know, there's definitely a few lines in the movie where you're going, wow.
I mean, you know, Gene kind of has a history of movies that are so bad they're good. And I think this is one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely, for me though, I still put it, if I take the top three of his movies, if I go ahead and take Wanted Dead or Alive, Runaway, and then this movie, it comes in third. Runaway I love the most, and Wanted Dead or Alive I own on DVD, man, it's good. I like both those movies just because, I don't know, that they were, even though we can still nitpick on, you know, Runaway or even Wanted Dead or Alive, you put those up, you watch them, and you're like, yeah, well, it's not a bad movie. They had some major stars in that movie. Like, you know, Robert Guillaume, right, D-Rock?
Yep.
Benson!
That's the first thing I said when I watched that this morning. I just started laughing. I'm like, Benson!
Benson! That was such a good show when we were kids. Remember, but did we talk about the fact that there was an episode of Benson where she wanted to go to a Kiss concert?
We've never talked about that.
Oh, yeah, there was an episode where was it Tracy Gold or whatever the sister, she wanted to go see Kiss. And
cool.
I'll have to find that and see if we can't dig that up. All right, so that's our talk on Never Too Young to Die, starring John Stamos, Vanity, and the amazing Gene Simmons.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City. They're the best.
All right, so this week, I'm going to be in Richmond, Virginia for the Kiss show. Freedom to Rock Tour, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm going to be trying to sneak in my 360 camera to do some 360 video while I'm in there. If I can, then I'll try to load it up the next day on Twitter and Facebook. I don't know if Twitter allows the 360 video, but Facebook definitely does. And I'm sitting in a spot where either Paul is going to fly to the left of me or right over me.
Cool.
Nice.
So if I could get that on 360 where you can, like, actually look up with the iPhone and see him fly over you, that'd be pretty badass.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Plus, then, like, the next day you meet Gene, right?
Yeah, all right. So the next day I'm going to WizardCon. I went to DragonCon today, which is in Atlanta. It's like the South's
Comic-Con.
Yeah. Yeah, like 60,000 people come. And it's so big now that it's in like five or six different hotels. They had to split it all up. So today, like, I was walking around and I saw like Elijah Dushku, who is ultra fine. I don't know if y'all know who she is. Y'all know who she is?
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
Let's see. Did you ever see the movie The New Guy?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, how about that movie True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger? I've
seen that before, yeah. All
right, she's the daughter. Anyway,
okay.
She's in that, and then she did a movie called The New Guy, and if you watch that movie, it's about this kid who's a nerd or whatever, and he gets beat up all the time in one school, and he goes to another school to start all over. And there is a weird scene, man, in that movie where he's walking through a mall, and there's a preacher with a group, and they're singing, and Gene is the preacher.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really weird. His hair's back and everything. Okay, so I saw her. I met, I don't know if y'all dig this or not, but I love that damn TV show, Ghost Hunters, and I met the Ghost Hunters today.
Right on.
Yeah, they're awesome. They were super nice. As a matter of fact, I started talking music with them, and one of the guys, Steve, he's a drummer. I knew that from watching the show.
Yeah, the tattooed dude.
Yeah, and he was talking to me about this. He said he grew up on punk and metal, and he was like, but he goes, you know, I never was schooled. He goes, my father was My father was a jazz musician. He used to sit me down and go, here are your rudiments. Here's your music. Get to it, you know?
Right.
That was pretty cool. You know, we've never had any, you know, it's like a pop culture thing. And you know, nobody from Kiss has ever been in it. I hope one year we get it. You know, we get them to, you know, Peter or Ace or somebody to come and do it. But Gene's doing the Wizard Con in Richmond, Virginia. I'll be there on that's Saturday. I'm gonna probably be there. So all day Friday, I'll be at the con. Then that night, I'm going to see Kiss. Then the next day, you'll see me at, you know, I'm doing the VIP Gene meet and greet thing. I'm gonna try to get him to do a bumper for us.
Yep.
And I'm also gonna we gotta try to ask him to do the show if I get to ask him on the Q&A.
Yeah, that would be so cool to have Gene on. You know, it's like they do all these other people's podcasts that have nothing to do with Kiss, but never the Kiss podcast. I don't know why that would
Yeah. Happen. Yeah, it would be cool. Maybe I could just ask, how do we get you on our show, man? You know, we have fans that would love you.
And we have tons of listeners right now.
Yeah, you know, 24,000 people would love to hear you. Talk to us.
Yeah.
You
know? That's what's crazy this week, man. I don't know if we want to get into the stats, but, dude, we're hitting, like, over 20,000 a week. Like, I put in from last Sunday to today, 19,863 plays, 2,443 downloads. So that's over 20,000.
Thank you guys.
1 week.
That's one crazy. Week, yeah. You guys are amazing, and we really appreciate it. We'll keep trying to get more people. I'll tell you this, you know, I got a tweet from somebody that wants to do the show that is a major star.
Yeah, I can't wait to see if that happens.
I'm gonna message him again. I messaged him. He messaged me back and said, yeah, I want to do this. Let's make it happen. I sent him another message, and I haven't gotten anything back yet. But that doesn't mean anything because, like I said, he's a major star and, you know, and a Kiss fan. So we'll work it. Well, if we can work it out, man, it's going to be totally next level shit, like Oprah-type guests. You know, it's like, what the hell is this guy doing on our show?
Yeah, but when you told me, I was like, what? For real? Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was a Kiss fan, so that was really a mind blower.
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys are in Richmond and you see me, man, come up and say hello. You know, I'll be obviously wearing a Podcast Rock City T-shirt. Come up, say hello. You know, and you know, let's chat a little bit. Also, did you guys happen to see that Matt Porter from the Kiss Room got to go backstage and meet Kiss?
I knew he was going to. I haven't seen any of the... I saw a really great picture that he posted of Gene breathing fire, which was pretty badass.
Yeah, that was a good one. He also... He had a poster printed out of the Kiss Room logo, and every member signed it.
Boom.
Yeah. That's great. He said really the only person that commented on it was Eric Singer. But, you know, I'm really hoping that while I'm in Richmond, I'll run into somebody that'll tell me, hey, they're staying at this hotel or whatever, you know, so I could go and try to find Paul. You know, I'm paying to get Gene to sign my leg. And if I could run into Paul at the McDonald's or something, whatever.
In the meatball shop.
Yeah. It's like, hey, Paul, I noticed you're here to see some art. I'm here to see some art. Would you sign my leg, please?
That would be cool. Stranger things have
that
happened.
That would be
buddy.
Awesome.
Could
That's
happen
for sure. You know, I ran into my friend Lee today at the Goddess of Thunder, who actually paid for my Ace Frehley autograph. Before I got that tattooed on my leg, and I told her today, I said I'm going to meet Gene. I don't know if I'll ever get Paul, and she's like, "You'll get him. You'll get him." I'm like, "You seem really positive about it." I hope.
That's cool.
Anyway, so Richmond, Virginia, I'm coming to see you,
people.
Make sure you come and say hi, maybe people. What do you guys think? You guys have anything to add or anything like that?
I'd add what I always add. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. And, you know, keep it up, man. We really dig it. And we hope you keep enjoying the show. And happy Labor Day to you. Hope you had a great day. Hope you're eating some meat off the barbecue if you're a veggie or a vegan. Hope you had something good. So, yeah. Happy Labor Day.
Yes, absolutely, for laborers. D-Rock, you have anything to add?
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody for listening and continue listening. These numbers are amazing, and really appreciate you guys downloading the episodes. Just keep it coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you guys what I always tell you. We're big KISS fans, and we're podcast fans, and we listen to them all the time. And you are going to know the ones that we listen to, because we're going to play their commercials after this show in 3, 2, 1, peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. KISS! It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, KISS Army. Since 2007, you've been getting podcast, the KISS audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your podcast. Every month, the podcast crew, along with the KISS Room, brings you KISS talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great KISS fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to podcast.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to PodKiss.
The PodKiss, the KISS audio fanzine for your ears.
History Science Theater, the most civilized...
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
KISS Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Greetings from Jandel, KISS Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your KISS Army bros, where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Yes. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan, with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.